Okay, we're back on record with the Jefferson County Grand Jury.
If anybody see a video of the scene, we're not going to have any discussion or speaking points through up to the video. I will comment when they go from apartment four to apartment three. That other than that, I'll let you kind of see and just kind of analyze it for yourself. This is the gate, I apologize. That's the gate that we were talking about earlier. You can move it. I
singers?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now we're going to transition from apartment 4 to apartment 3.
Any questions on the video? Yes, ma'am.
So was no damage done to apartment 8?
There was a round that went up.
Yeah.
That wasn't recovered, I do not believe.
It went out the roof. Out the roof.
It went out the roof.
It went out the roof. So yeah. It went straight through apartment 8 to the roof, at the roof.
Yes, ma'am.
Just one round or two?
I believe it was just one.
It may have been two.
But
maybe. Exactly.
Well, you'll hear a testimony later about how that may have happened, or what happened, who specifically did that. I believe one of the officers mentions doing this. Yes, sir.
There was a bullet recovered in a soap dish. I didn't see that.
He didn't get a video of it. He videotaped the room, but he didn't get the actual.
Yeah, for him to do a shower like that.
In this area here?
Okay.
I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
You said the water was issued on Morse Plus, right?
It was signed by the judge on Morse Plus.
On Morse Plus, and it was for what? Guns, drugs, and money?
Illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, and
But none was found, just the gun that the man shot with?
That part there, is my understanding, that original search warrant, once all this happened, I believe that was stopped, and then there was an additional search warrant served, and I can't speak what was found in that search warrant. Yes, ma'am.
The date and time of this was again.
Sorry?
The date and time of the actual search.
A video was taken the morning of March 13th.
Sorry, so the incident happened March 12th at what time?
Well, the judge signed the warrant March 12th, but by the time they got to this location, it was March 13th.
Okay.
Everybody was seeing about 0035. And they began executing a warrant about 0040.
So the only warrant was somebody's name on there? But they couldn't find me personally in particular.
You said the original warrant.
Yeah. Warrant was for San Antonio Guard Department's 2003 Springfield Drive, number 4, Louisville, Kentucky, Jefferson County, Kentucky, and all surrounding curtilage. And it goes on to describe that location. And it describes, I thought we had to search a 2017 Dodge Charger, SRT, and or on the persons or persons of Black Mel, Jamarcus, Cordell Glover, Mrs. Dead Birth. Black male, Adrian Orlandez Walker, Mrs. Dead Birth. Black female, Brianna Taylor, and Mrs. Her Dead Birth.
Are they little vibrators?
Well, typically, yes, they were looking for these people. They had there were other operations going on at the same time, since the 20. They had wellness of this.
So that was the original.
This is the original search warrant that they were attempting to execute.
That was issued on the 12th.
Signed by Judge on the 12th, yes.
Detective, if you would clarify, you said the name Adrian Walker was one of the subjects?
Yes.
And that is not Kenneth Walker?
That is not Kenneth Walker. That is a different person. Same last name, but it's a different person. But this is Adrian Orlandez Walker.
Okay, another question that I have. Michael Walker, the Glover, was he already arrested at the time?
They had made contact with him earlier at a different location.
You and Gurley have been on the 13th or the 12th?
I'm sorry?
On the 12th or the 13th?
Timing-wise, I can't be certain of that, but I think they made contact with him on the 12th.
But it was that same night?
Same time, same late in the evening, early in the morning.
The 13th?
When the judge signed it, it was late in the
I can't speak to that. I don't know. It's not uncommon for the judge to sign the warrant, and it has to be served a reasonable amount of time after that. The judge signed the warrant because the information you put in the warrant has to be
executed within
it. Has to be reliable information. So if it's not served within a reasonable amount of time, your information is stale. So I don't know exactly when they went to the judge. I assume it's relatively before. It's sometime on the 12th, I would assume. But I don't have that. What time they went or anything like that. We focused the investigation that we're presenting. There's other issues related to the warrant that we're not getting too much in here. But the officers were executing a valid search warrant. The officers that served this warrant were acting in good faith. That's a term there. This was a valid warrant. They were going to execute at this location for drugs paraphernalia, and money. This search warrant authorizing the search department for vehicle, 2017 Dodge Charger, if that had been on the location, and these subjects that I mentioned. Yes, ma'am.
The Nissan that was shown in the video, what was
that? I believe that was driven by
Detective Cosgrove.
Detective Miles Cosgrove.
And Detective Fogg, if you look on last page of that warrant, I think it says what time it was signed.
Okay. Yes, on the warrant itself.
Ms. Whaley pointed out what time it was signed. It was signed by the judge on March the 12th, 2020 at 12:37 p.m. So just in the afternoon earlier that day. Yes, ma'am.
We might get to this later, but did these officers, were they aware that contact had been made with Mr. Glover already before they served this search warrant?
You'll hear that.
Yes, I do believe they were, yes.
Mr. Mike, there were showcasing between a couple cars. I'm assuming it's outside of the patio balcony.
The showcasing you saw in the video in the parking lot, extending this out to the parking lot, the vehicles.
Okay.
In this area.
So he was actually, Hankerson was actually between a couple cars?
Yes, but you'll hear more information on the grounds fire from Hankerson, Detective Hankerson's statement and from just information provided by Detective Wolf. Do you have something to add?
Where was the blood from between those two cars? Was that from the guy who shot the femoral artery?
Sergeant Bailey got shot. He was tended to between those two vehicles.
There wasn't much blood there for a femoral artery, but I thought.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but there are other photos that any that get too crazy. That's any blood, high speed trauma impact. It's going to produce blood.
But that blood was from that one.
Yes.
It's a lot. Yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
My question is about the gunshots. Will we get to that later? Specifically, the three shots on the back wall and the three shots on the doorway of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Were those the six shots from Mattingly?
You will hear specific information about who fired where.
Okay. Was Glover's name not on that search warrant because they had already made contact with him earlier that day?
Well, Glover's name was on the search warrant. Well, how this operation went, there were multiple warrants being executed that night. Without getting too much into this address was one of the addresses that they had for Jamarcus Glover. Officers made contact with him earlier in the evening in one of the other locations. A search warrant like this, which is not a common drug search warrant for you to search the body of whoever the persons. Well, Mr. Glover was found someplace else. So then the officers would be looking for the premises, the vehicle, and Adrian Landis Walker would be on the tail.
So did they have a panel walk?
I can't speak to that. Yes, ma'am.
And did they know that she was there alone, or will we hear more about that later?
You'll hear about more about that later from the officers.
What's the relevance of the ad of his worker? Does he?
The Walker?
Yeah, Walker.
Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, Kenneth Walker. Was he part of the...
He was Mr. Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah. He was part of the investigation on the warrant.
No.
He was not
in another
one.
Yeah,
he
was.
That's why I'm
telling you.
They were looking for another
one.
They just happened to
go
up
the
same way.
Did
he
help
that ground make him shoot out at first when somebody knocks on the door?
I don't have
that
question with me. But
it's.
They
could
become more.
Yes.
If I'm right, from the door, there were six shots by one officer and 16 shots by the other.
Yes. Yes. Six shots by Sergeant John Manley. He was the one that was shot. First entered. He's the one first went in the doorway. Detective Miles Cosgrove fired the 16 from that general area.
I actually do have to know. Is it normal for after you do the breach that the shield comes up next?
That's a question that I had in general. But you'll hear testimony on that about why the shield was not
in front of the stack, as they call it. Detective James had the shield, but Detective James was not the first person in the stack.
Well, what I'm asking is the procedure.
Well, common tactics are the shield will be up front. Intuitively, you know, this for protection. Okay. And there are comments during the interviews to the officers you were here that referenced about the shield.
What's the gate? What's the name of the gate?
The gate was
where the dumpster was.
The gate's relevant from the standpoint. Gates here. The EMS stage up over here somewhere. They get on the radio, officer needs assistance to that effect. Patrolman rams this initially to try to get in with his vehicle. Later on, you will, and then ultimately, the SWAT vehicle knocks it down. It's just a quick way to get this area. The signal all the way this way. This is kind of, this gate is used to separate the apartments from this area here.
Okay, so next I'll ask you, had you selected some video of body camera worn by certain officers that arrived on scene after.
Yes, we're going to present three video body cameras to kind of help you with some things that were seen and maybe said. The first video you can body cam footage you're going to see is from Patrolman Officer Owen. He's with Louisville Metro Police Department. He arrives later in the middle of the events after the calls go out. Yes?
Sorry, you may get to this, but is there body cam or the actual officer?
No, we do not have any body cam footage available of the event, the incident of the breaching the door. Yes.
Was the light working in the hallway that caused the incident?
Well, that's a good point. Inside the house or the breezeway?
In the breezeway.
Everybody says there was no light in there. Now, there was some testimony or statements given about whether they had the flashlights on or not. But it was low level, at the very least, in the breezeway. And as you open the door, from statements given to the officer, there was no lights given as you open the door. That hallway, the light that you saw above, there's some photos, Ms. Taylor, that you'll see later when we see one of the body cam footage, you'll see that light being turned on. So during this incident that happened, that light was not on.
Okay, before we go on to the first body camera, I had neglected earlier to put on the record that today's date is September 21st, 2020. I'm Barbara Maines Whaley, Assistant Attorney General. I've been asking questions of Detective Fogg. Go ahead with the first body camera of Officer Owen.
Keep your back up. Keep your ass.
saw, that was Detective Hankins, the one right at the corner of that SUV, that black vehicle.
Thank you.
Okay, at some point, the SWAT team arrives on scene. They leave another location after they hear the distress call on the radio, and then they come here. They come to this location. That's a SWAT yelling, telling everybody to get back. All patrolmen get back.
These are patrol officers.
Yeah, they're telling patrol officers to back up so that SWAT team can do what they need to do.
All right. Hey, you guys make sure the front control is running. Go ahead and pull out. Go ahead and pull out. We have coverage. You tell me, we can fuck out.
Put it out. If you're on that spot, look for fire. We're coming up.
We're supposed to get females to do that.
Yeah, hold on.
She's supposed to be on the shot.
Hey, I'm covering your door. Okay.
Hey, just remember, the female is supposed to be on the shot. We're not sure.
Get upstairs. department. Check that red suit. Check the wrist.
Is that?
Zach.
It's Hank.
Zach. That's the thing, Hank.
I was like,
Sir, before, prior to starting this video, you asked me a question. I may have misunderstood that. Would you repeat that question, please? Last shots, shooting?
Oh, yes.
We couldn't understand. He was, Walker was saying something about that.
It's a shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was saying that he said he shot six times, and the person behind him shot 16 times. But if I understand it right, when the door went open, he said that he saw two people standing shoulder to shoulder in the hallway.
Well, at one point, Mr. Walker, as he's coming out, tells the officers that Miss Taylor didn't shoot.
Yeah.
Later on, Mr. Walker admits that he's the one who fired the single shot. Yes, ma'am.
Did they find the shell casing from his shot?
I guess I did.
In bed?
And I heard them talking about clearing the under the beds.
Yes.
And I heard where they cleared under her bed. I didn't hear where they cleared the other room.
We edit that out.
That's where you said the gun was laying.
Yeah. And
her sister's bed.
Under the bed.
It was on this one.
Did they show they had video of the on this one?
Sergeant Cassie is on his body cam. He's the one that got the gun.
We don't have another sort of here, but Sergeant Cassie of SWAT on his video body camera footage, it shows the gun being under there. We don't know if all the videos, but just because of time. But Sergeant Cassie's video is showing that. What's that name?
I said, we got time. Don't cut my name.
What are you talking about?
We got
time. Well, there is a photograph of the gun under there. Sure. Is that like Ms. Burns?
We'll stop the record now for a bathroom break. 11:51.